Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We left off at the 17th chapter in about verse 23, and we're going to get right back into that study. I hope you're enjoying it, and please let me know. Just drop me a postcard or anything just to let us know that you're listening. We need to find out if people are listening. Would certainly like to hear from you. If it's not too much trouble, please let us know. We'd sure like to hear from somebody out there. So let's get right into our study. Verse 23 of chapter 17, "Yet they did not listen and incline their ears, but stiffened their necks in order not to listen or take correction." You ever had experience with a teenager? This is exactly how a teenager acts. They can't hear you. They don't listen. Most of them. I mean, there's some that will, but usually a teenager will not listen until they're 25 years old. But they won't realize just how smart their parents or their dad was unless they're about 25 years old. So that's unfortunate, but it's true. Let's go ahead and read verse 24. "But it will come about, if you listen attentively to me, declares the Lord, to bring no load in through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but to keep the Sabbath day holy by doing no work in it, then there will come in through the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, and they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city will be inhabited forever. They will come in from the cities of Judah and from the environs of Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, from the lowland, from the hill country, and from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings, sacrifices, grain offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of thanksgiving to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me, to keep the Sabbath day holy, by not carrying a load and coming in through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem and not be quenched." Now that's quite a judgment. For not keeping the Sabbath, it's very serious. The Negev is a part of the southern part of Judah. And, you know, God had his reasons. And we don't argue with God. You ever had someone just want to argue with you over anything and everything? Or a person? Just always had to disagree no matter what. Well, I guess that's you can't argue with God, because he's far more intelligent than we are, and he created us, so he knows more about us than we do. So as far as trying to argue about the Sabbath or not carrying a load on the Sabbath, it's better that we just say nothing, you know, because we're not as intelligent as God. Let's read on. In chapter 18, the word of the Lord, which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you." He tells Jeremiah, "I want you to go down to the potter's house because I have a message for you." And you know, Jeremiah was just the kind of person that would do anything God told him, including taking that pair of pajamas or whatever, that girdle, and carrying it, I don't know how many miles, miles and miles and miles, and burying it, and then going back after a long time and uncovering it just to speak a message. And Jeremiah was the kind of person that did not argue with God. He did exactly what he was told. And that's the kind of person God is looking for. A person that does not argue, but does what they're told without question, without having an opinion, without thinking they know more, or such a thing. Because there's no one can give counsel or advice to God. And we're better off not giving any advice to God, because what we have to say is amounts to nothing. So it's better that we say nothing. Arise, go down to the potter's house, and I will announce my words to you. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. Sure enough, potter making something on the wheel. So he said, okay, we're going to find out what God wants me to do. So he starts watching this potter making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled. In other words, it did not turn out correctly. Something didn't work. Something didn't look right. Or some such thing. And it did not look quite correct. So, this is what he had to do. The vessel that he was making was spoiled in the hand of the potter. So, he remade it. I want you to realize something. He remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. He remade it. You know what you have to do when you have to remake something on a potter's wheel? You have to totally destroy it. You have to totally remake it. And that's a very, very serious thing, because you have to start over. And this is exactly what God is doing with Israel. He's starting over. Starting over. Remaking them. Because it's obvious that something's not turning out right. And what God has been doing, he's trying to get them to repent. They don't repent. So what happened? He had to remake the vessel. That's what he has to do. Sometimes remake the vessels. Have you ever felt remade? And that means dying to your original self. Some of us have to die to our original self in order to be remade into a new person. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, all things, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. All things are made new. That means you have a recreated spirit. That doesn't mean that you have another body, but you have to die. You have to continually die to your old self. You die to the old man in order for the new man to take over and to have his way. There is a new man that comes to town, a new sheriff, and you have to start following this new sheriff, because the old one is nothing but an old sinner. And this is what we have to do, folks. Be remade. You have to be remade. God wants to remake us. Break our old one. And sometimes to break that old person, there's a death that takes place, and it always does. A death to the old man. A death to the old man. And that's what takes place, folks. And when that death takes place, there is a room for a resurrection. But without death, there's no room for resurrection. You ever try to resurrect something that's still alive? Doesn't work, does it? There's no resurrection for the living, but only for the dead. When the dead come into contact with the Spirit of God, there's a resurrection takes place. There's a new creation. All things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. All things become new. Aren't you glad? If you're not a new creation, let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you, God, to let those that have never been born again, let them experience the resurrection of Christ right now inside their spirit. Let that Holy Spirit come in and explode. And let a death take place first, a death, burial, and a resurrection. Death to the old man, death to the old human spirit, and a living Holy Spirit coming inside, making a difference, and making us new. All things are new. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you have something new now? The new spirit, the new creation, that new creation of God comes on the inside of you, takes that old man, kills him, puts him to death, and then there is a resurrection. Doesn't mean your flesh is resurrected, because your flesh, you're still living with that. You have to put that to death. You have to overcome the flesh with the Spirit. You have to overcome the flesh and the decisions, the bad decisions of the flesh, with your Spirit. And you know, your spirit makes right decisions. And you know when the spirit makes right decisions. Put the old man to death. Don't make decisions according to the flesh. Because if you feed the flesh, that's what's going to make the decisions in your life. If you feed the Spirit, he'll make the decisions. The one you feed the most is going to make the decisions in your life. If you feed the flesh, that's all there is. Flesh, flesh, flesh. That's all people think about is the flesh. But you feed the Spirit, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Things don't make sense when you are feeding the Spirit man and you make decisions according to the Spirit. It's not always going to make a whole lot of sense, because there's nothing to make those decisions until the Spirit comes along. And then you make those right decisions of God. And then things start happening. Things will start happening in your life. Let him be the pilot of your life. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. And shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.